Random House Audio presents Bird's Eye, The Adventures of a Curious Man by Mark Kurlansky. Read for you by John Van Ness. To be perfectly honest, I am best described as just a guy with a very large bump of curiosity and a gambling instinct. Clarence Birdseye, The American Magazine, February 1951. Curiosity is one of the permanent and certain characteristics of a vigorous intellect. Samuel Johnson, The Rambler, March 12, 1751. Preface. I never met Clarence Birdseye, who died shortly before I turned 8 years old in 1956. I never met any of his seven siblings, nor his wife Eleanor. I met only one of his four children, the eldest, Kellogg, whom I interviewed when researching my book about cod. His grandchildren were all very young when Birdseye died and know little of him. I did interview two surviving sisters-in-law and numerous people who had known him. The work of a biographer often seems to resemble that of a detective, chasing down clues. Birdseye left a scattered and incomplete record. There is no autobiography or memoir. Surprisingly, the only book Birdseye has left us is a small volume on gardening, which was mostly written by his wife. Huge help was provided by one of the grandsons, Henry, who had more than 20 unopened boxes, which, once he was easily persuaded to open them, revealed a few treasures, including numerous letters from Labrador and Peru. Another grandson, Michael, had a few pieces of the puzzle, such as a collection of his patents and some lost magazines.